You're probably familiar with some of the statistics surrounding the drug epidemic. A report this summer showed more people died in 2016 from drug overdoses than in the entirety of the Vietnam War. Opioids are the driver of the epidemic. Communities across the country are struggling to find a solution. As WFIU's Lindsay Wright reports, the Brown County School District and the Sheriff's Department are partnering in response to recent overdose deaths.
Brown County High School students are filing into the school auditorium, but they're unaware of what they're about to hear. They quickly learn.
Meth and heroin are killers. Don't think you can just try them one time and walk away from it.
The freshmen and sophomores listen as three community members bluntly share how drugs have impacted their lives. Barb Foley's son, Kyle, a graduate of the school district, died from an overdose in July.
Heroin stole my son's last breath. It left a big hole inside of me. A big part of me is gone. It can never be replaced.
Partied, strip clubs, I mean, whatever I could do.
Samantha Taylor, a former addict, dropped out of high school when she was in 10th grade. She shared her story and didn't hold back.
So I started doing heroin at 16, and it just went on from there.
In the last few months, two Brown County High School graduates have overdosed and died. Superintendent Laura Hammack says it sent shockwaves through the community and the school hallways.
It's surreal to go to those funerals, to see pictures of these students who lived such vibrant, you know, lives and now, you know, are lost.
The deaths hit close to home, but the community rallied and is calling for action. The school corporation and sheriff's department decided to hold what they say is a bold and honest conversation with students. But this assembly is just the starting point. The school district also received a grant for $10,000 to implement a new curriculum called Botvin Life Skills. It's an evidence-based program that aims to prevent drug and alcohol addiction, but it also touches on other social and emotional behaviors. The program is currently being rolled out for students in grades 9 through 12, but Hammack hopes to get funding to expand it.
The curriculum starts in the third grade, so we would be able to then have that entire expanse of this curriculum in place, grades 3 through 12, which is wonderful.
Community members don't know what to do, but they've adopted the phrase, do something. Sheriff Scott Sutherland says he thinks focusing on students is the best way to stop drug use before it starts. According to the Centers for Disease Control, this is one of the most at-risk populations. Heroin use has more than doubled in the past decade among young adults. Sutherland says he doesn't want to see another kid overdose.
And I know that's not realistic, but if we can help them, if we can increase their odds of surviving into young adulthood and getting past this these few high school years, then their chances increase greatly.
My last day using, I was in an apartment.
Taylor says she hopes her story made an impact on even just a couple kids. The 26-year-old was recently accepted into nursing school and says she's proof it's never too late to turn things around. She says she sees herself in each and every one of the kids sitting in the auditorium. It's an emotional and often lonely time for some students. She wants them to know that she can relate, and drugs are never the answer.
I just want to let you guys know that I love you. Every single one of you. I don't know you. I don't care. I love you. I love your life. And there's more to life than that.
Taylor says she'd like to see more conversations like this one, not only for freshmen and sophomores, but for the rest of the high school students. For WFIU News, I'm Lindsay Wright.